You're tuned in to another week of Bailey D's Weekly Top 5. I want to thank you for coming on back to support this thing that I love doing oh so very much. Now, let me explain something to you about Bailey D's Weekly Top 5. This is basically a thing where on Monday I get to work and I am completely panicking. I have no idea what I plan to do with the upcoming week's Top 5. And then, I don't know, something just happens. Something sparks my interest, the ball gets rolling, and everything falls into place. And this week is no different. This is quite literally what happened with this week's Weekly Top 5. I got all of my inspiration for all five of these songs from one request. It was a request from one of my very, very good friends, Josh Iverson. So thank you not only for the song request, but also for the inspiration for literally this whole entire week's top five. So without further ado, we're going to get right into it. Coming in at number five, we have Topaz Jones with Black Tame.
I really want to be your number. I can never make up my mind. I'm thinking about the other girls.
What else did you expect me to do? Something special in them jeans, they be stretching the truth. She put a pep in the step of the Pepe Le Pews. I had to rep and sweat and half the choir left from the pew. If you bring her home to mama, bet she'll never approve. Plus she love to ask about the one who you've been exclusive with. Cross her, that could be the nail of your crucifix. I hear the tick-tock and now time to lock it down. Your homie saying don't commit, nigga shop around. Birds flock around, we flirt a bit. But soon as I find time for us to kick it, then I'm Charlie Brown. And what's the cause of it? If it's a fatal attraction, what's the laws of it? I really need the attention, give me y'all of it. I flick it up for the freaks, I bet they all love it. Yeah,
I really wanna be
my mama raised me right, so I don't call them. I mean, I call them, but it's just on some platonic shit. At least until the chronic lit, gin and tonic mix. You ain't the man unless you got a chick for every occasion. Milkshake from McDonald's, thick, skinny, and basic. And subtracting an X, never in the equation. No better than caveman, had me tripping, trying to step with temptations. But I can have two left feet and no rhythm. If she did give a sec to me, it's no kidding. Can tell it in her eyes, need umbrellas for her cries. She been telling little lies the size of Nicole Kidman. And I have two, do whatever for that whoop, whoop, whoop. They boo-hooing while I boo-hoo you. Need something new. Yeah, need something new. She made of plastic. Now an hourglass, her shape looking elastic. Not an hour passed without the shouts and harassment. Got a lot of followers hollering for a pic, or at least a app to acknowledge them. Teach a college course on a college and got endorsements and sponsors, and they promising a bag at a doorstep for the promo. It's like a big old Rihanna forehead is a logo, but so goes the saga. If she can make more than a mama while walking in them clunky Balenciagas, who am I to judge it? These rappers tricking to the yada budget just to get attention when they out in public. This what it come with, how you love it, or how you love anyone in particular when they coming in hunters. We was raised to be the hunters and providers for our mothers if our fathers didn't love us. Our sisters who get the brunt of it, run through bitches just for the fun of it. Yeah, at one point you had enough of it. Settle down, you know the husband bit. Yeah, this the culture I was accustomed with. We tried adjusting, but we couldn't get the cuffs to fit. And she be quick to fist the cuffs when we discussing it. Keep it a stack with your brick by brick, we'll build the trust again.
So that song was released back in 2021, and I have a quote here that I was really excited to put into this week's top five, so I'm going to read it for you now. Black Tame balances introspective lyrics that discuss serious topics in a unique and impactful way with a production designed for summer days outside with friends and family enjoying a burger from the barbecue. It's arguably one of the best tracks from his project, and the visuals only help elevate this status further. They match the message, they match the vibe, and perfectly reflect everything that Topaz Jones is about in the most simple yet hypnotic way. An outstanding piece from an artist who deserves his flowers. This was a quote by Jack Breeden. I think he sums up everything that I would have said much better than I would have said it. So that's why I included it in here for you. And I do have to touch back. When I got shown this song, there was a lot of emphasis put on the music video. I think that Topaz Jones does a great job of bringing the vibe all together, not only with his lyrics, his beat, but also his music video. And I think that Jake Breeden summed that up better than I ever could have. I really don't know why I'm still here trying to explain it to you. But anyways, we're gonna move right along to number four. Coming in at number four, we have Last Day on Earth by Ty Verdant.
If it was my last day on earth, if it was my last day, if it was my last day on earth, if it was my last day, if I close my eyes and the sun don't rise, would I be okay? If it was my last day on earth, if it was my last day, if it was my last day on earth, I wouldn't be in church. I'm sorry, God, but it's my last day in this universe. I need to see birds and buzzing bees, green grass, evergreen trees. I'm seeing people who have been mean to me. And why would I waste my time? All my favorite people need teary-eyed goodbyes. Talk, laugh, hug, and give a bunch of hard high fives. I did my best, man. I gave this thing a good
shot. If it was my last day on earth, if it was my last day, if it was my last day on earth, if it was my last day, if I close my eyes and the sun don't rise, would I be okay? If it was my last day on earth, if it was my last day.
Wait, it's telling me I got 24 of these 60-minute things left. Damn, I ain't get to be a billionaire yet. Fly around first class, private jet flex. Use a black Amex, get up out the duplexes. Buy a Lexus, take a road trip to a spaceship. And I'ma get on, that's up in the sky and I'ma get gone. Gave up too much just to see one more dawn.
If it was my last day on earth, if it was my last day, if it was my last day on earth, if it was my last day, if I close my eyes and the sun don't rise, will I be okay? If it was my last day on earth, if it was my last day.
This song was released back in January of 2022, so it's relatively new. It was the second track on Ty Verdant's album TV. This is the same guy that sings A-OK. And now I have a quote from him about this song. He says, "I made this song for the purpose of reflection. I want everyone to listen to this song, you know, really listen to it. To stop, breathe in the air, feel, think about where they are, and realize that this isn't going to last forever. And by this, I mean life. Sometimes life's journey can feel long. Sometimes it feels short, but we all know it's going to end. It's kind of like jumping out of a plane. We're all in the free fall. And sometimes we just get so caught up, we don't realize it. Time for everyone to see the world in HD." And I really, really love this song. This is one of those songs that I can be listening to in the car and I'm either gonna cry because I'm sad or I'm gonna cry because I'm happy. This song just gives me all the feels. And you guys don't know this yet because I haven't told you, but I actually do have a guest in the studio with me today. He's a little too shy to talk, so we're probably not going to hear from him. But just know, he is in fact here enjoying this along with both of us. And now he has to admit that I am better than him at public speaking. So anyways, moving on to number three. Coming in at number three, we have Jalen Santoy with Foreplay.
Tell you that they love you, then they ask where you coming from, like you the only one feeling how you feeling. Then you lie just to make it sound appealing to him and her and even the family that you keep close just to blow the steam like Stanley. You the one who have to plunge in the back praying people in the front don't figure where you at. I get that. Used to pray for the feeling, I don't miss that. I was stuck for a while, I'll admit it. The same damn thing as you feeling, man, I get it, but I'm past that now. I sip this crown, now I mix no Sprite. Only sip brown when I'm cooling with my hitters. So trick, go figure, it's that kind of night, alright?
I love you. Things that cross my mind while I'm by myself. I hate you. These things go through my mind while I'm by myself. I love you. These things run through my mind while I'm by myself. I hate you. It's always on my mind. Think I need some help.
If I had some diamond rings and nicer things and wider cream and smaller dreams and simple things that would have brought money more quickly, maybe then you get a picture. But even then, still snapping for my hitter. So I'm always on the phone trying to make sense of figures, cause the hitter, the guy, they ain't never been the one to spin it. You get it? Neither do I. The thought suicide for the money, we just call it being hungry nowadays. Every hitter getting paid, just a couple getting laid. And the chips fall right and the game all right. Could I stay all night? I can lie pretty well, cause you posting all of my songs, knowing how it gon' sell.
I love you. Things that cross my mind while I'm by myself. I hate you. These things go through my mind while I'm by myself. I love you. These things run through my mind while I'm by myself.
So about halfway through making this, I wanted to see what genres of music I was putting in here because I'm not sure what to call these songs. So I looked it up, and with this song, it says, "Foreplay is a dose of jazzy hip-hop," and I'd have to agree with that. This song was released in April of 2015. It has accumulated over 500,000 plays on SoundCloud. And fun fact, that saxophone that you hear in the beginning and throughout the whole song, it was actually a sample of Stanley Turrentine's 1966 song, Sunny. And now I can't exactly tell you where I found this song, but it was not very long ago. I'm talking maybe in the last 3 weeks I found this song, and it has grown on me exponentially. I thought it was a good middle ground because we're gonna kind of start getting away from the first two songs. This one is a nice lead-in to our next two songs. So coming in at number two, we have Shut Up, My Mom's Calling by Hotel Ugly.
I just wanna rewind, I haven't seen you in a long time. You got me feeling so lonely, even when you come through. I can tell that it isn't you, so baby bring it in closely. Hate the way I love you, but you're so sweet. I always find a way to say the wrong things. I wish that we were laying in the same sheets. But lately you've been acting like you hardly know me.
Baby, come home. So baby, won't you stay home? Baby, come home. So baby, won't you stay home? Baby, come home. So baby, won't you stay home? Baby, come home. So baby, won't you stay home? Baby, come home. So baby, won't you stay home? Baby, come home. So baby,
song was released in February of 2020. It actually has under 30,000 views. Hotel Ugly is a small two-man band out of Houston, Texas. They span many genres, mainly focusing on R&B pop-type music. So it's like a short and sweet song. I felt like it was a good spot for number two, but I'm even more excited to show you number one. So I think I'm done talking about this one. I've given you all the facts I know, so we're going to move right along to number one. And coming in at number one this week is not going to be a surprise to many of you. It is Mac Miller with Ascension.
This is the only way that I'm going to get it out.
Yeah. Can I get the little bit of reverb on my voice? I'm trying to hide from something I just don't know what. Oh, it's not sad, baby. You know? Yeah, I saw a mountain, you know, across the horizon. I got there, realized it was just a pile of rocks. Yeah, it's a goddamn wonder. Yeah, and everybody hoped that this song is not pressing as the last one was. Heaven smell like Nag Champa, so come here, darling, ash my boots. Waiting on hallucination, ain't a single fact I trust. Dear family, my sanity, go down when my cash go up. Rap too much, how to get through the verse. I came from house parties, find a bitch and go through her purse. All I need is a little good and a whole lot of universe. I'm at God forever, stepping to a church, and now still owe me money. Need a religion to follow. I swear to God that I got more problems than there is bitches in Carlo. Lord have mercy, Elago. Yeah. And I don't know how the folks to look into my parents' eyes when I'm scared to die. My eyes same color as a cherry pie. Whoa, see I'm terrified. Crucifix heavy, who gon' carry mine? Yeah. What's with all this talk about hell and Satan? It's sleep deprivation. It's planet Earth and my hell's a basement. Make sure you handle your business. A criminal leave no witness. And don't ever trust these bitches. What happened to your life when your house become a home? Where your children at? Where your children at? You got two sons, all they do is fight you up through the night. Like gimme, 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 gimme that. Yeah. Nice, got a pic, go and send me that. Send that books, can you get with that? Rap, make a million off a shitty app. Yeah, in the cab Pittsburgh, show you where the city at. And don't forget that. Get you smacked in your face. Yeah, got so many sons. I was young, now they half my age. 90K out in Portugal. Smile on my face, backlit stage. My bitch, bad shit crazy. And that shit fascinates me. Yeah, on my tongue where the is. And it burn like battery acid. I was in the backs of my classes. By the kid having asthma attacks, cause he panicked every single time he sat on his glasses. Every Wonderland have an Alice. But I'm a king, God, can I have a chalice? I'm demanding the truth, put your hands to the roof, be a man, that's a challenge. Ascension. Challenge, are you up for that challenge? Yeah, everybody gotta have balance. Yeah, why you wanna do me like that misconception?
Between heaven and hell.
Salvation, in the other world, wife of a heaven. But I gotta keep that bitch waiting. Fascinating. Could you be a little patient? Yeah, be a little patient. Everything will be okay then. You be a little patient. One world, one nation. Don't wait. Yeah. Yeah. Now I'm still sipping moonshine. We discovered a new. Me and German done this a few times. Yeah. But who's I now? Talk a lot of shit, but will
So this one was released September 18th of 2015. It was number 15 on the album Good AM, and Good AM was supported by two singles, both of which you've definitely heard of, 100 Grandkids and Weekend. Miller began his international tour in support of the album on September 20th of 2015, which started at his hometown of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The album received generally positive reviews from critics and debuted at number 4 on the U.S. Billboard Top 200. There really aren't many facts on this song other than it is extremely underrated. I did a lot of research on this and found a Reddit thread where people just talk about how underrated it is. It's actually phenomenal. I can leave a link for you to check that out if you'd like. And another thing about this song is it has so many good, clever lyrics that I just simply don't have the time to go through all of them with you, but I will go through a couple. He has one in there where he says, "I swear to God I have more problems than there are women in Carlo." And Carlo is actually a university in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Mac's hometown, that was exclusively female up until 1945, and still to this day, it is 91% female, 9% male. So that was a clever bar. If you didn't know what Carlo was, that completely went over your head. So it's always nice when I get to dive into the lyrics a little bit and find out little facts like that. I love doing that very much. But he has so many other clever lyrics in there. I'm gonna leave a link to the genius behind the lyrics so you can go over them. I highly suggest you do this. I love this song. But again, I'm incredibly biased. It's Mac Miller. He's my number one favorite of all time. So take that for what it's worth. The vibe for this week is definitely Mac Miller. If I'm being honest, I could have picked all Mac songs for this week's top five. And trust me, I was definitely tempted to. And now I'm going to see if we can get our guest to say a couple words, maybe just a little recap on the songs that he heard today. So, Jose, do you have anything you'd like to say to our wonderful listeners?
You know.
Well, that was it. That was our guest's input. I guess we can't be serious over here. Maybe next time I'll get a guest that actually has some input to put into this weekly top five. But there is one more thing I want to say before I let you go. When I was going through these songs, I felt like they were all pretty similar. But when I looked into it a little bit more, they don't all fit into one category of music, meaning like the same genre. They don't have a specific genre to label these songs as. So basically, here we are on Bailey D's Weekly Top 5, discovering new genres of music. So isn't that something? But anyways, that's all I have for you this week. I want to thank you again for tuning in with me. It does mean so very much. Again, you can get your song request sent directly to me over on our website, drgnews.com. It's going to be right below where you found this. I would love to hear some of your song requests. Like I've said in the past, I know you have songs that you love and enjoy, so why not share them? But on that note, I'll see you next week.